This is Wild About Utah.
Deer and other wildlife have been migrating across our state much longer than humans. When people drove horse-drawn wagons and slower vehicles, wildlife could easily pass without a problem. However, with the introduction of fenced highways and their increased speed and traffic, problems quickly arose. In this case, the problem is mostly with mule deer, because they comprise 90% of the animals migrating in Utah. Robert Frost wrote that good fences make good neighbors, but neighbors need to cooperate to maintain a fence. And even with fences in place, what if the neighbors are animals? The problem is how to keep migrating deer from jumping fences and causing accidents. Animal vehicle encounters cause over 5,000 animal deaths in Utah each year. Beyond the loss of life, it's also an economic problem, not only for wildlife management, but also for vehicle owners. Some estimate that deer are worth more than $2,500 each. Joshua Kersey wrote in the Deseret News that the estimated cost of collisions with mule deer in Utah reached close to $50 million in 2021. That's why the Utah Department of Transportation and the Division of Wildlife Resources have worked for decades to reduce wildlife vehicle encounters. As noted, fencing alone does not work. Consequently, highway managers have had to find ways to get trapped deer across and away from fenced roads. When USU researchers studied escape mechanisms in Sardine Canyon, they found earthen escape mounds were superior to one-way metal gates. Climbing a hill is more natural to deer than pushing through a metal gate. These mounds enable a one-way jump to safety. However, escape alone does not solve the driving force of migration. A more effective way to handle migrating animals is to guide them above or below the road. UDOT explains, studies have shown that there's a 90% reduction in wildlife vehicle collisions when there's a crossing structure and fence in the area. Since 1975, when UDOT built its first wildlife overpass near Beaver, Utah, deer, moose, and elk, along with bear and mountain lions, have begun to use wildlife underpasses and overpasses. More recently, a larger overpass was built in Parley's Canyon on I-80. Videos show a variety of animals who successfully traversed that overpass. But escape ramps and overpasses aren't the only tools available. Passage is also possible using creek beds or culverts running under roads. Tall fences are effective in guiding animals towards structures and preventing roadway access. Then, to encourage faster adoption, contractors have found that they can walk a herd of cattle through the structure, overpowering human sense. When on I-15, I-80, I-70 are in our canyons, watch for overpasses, underpasses, one-way gates, and exit ramps. They demonstrate a few ways the DWR and UDOT are working together to preserve human and animal lives. This is Lyle Bingham, and I'm Wild About Utah and our 15 years on Utah Public Radio.